Now you who have received the Lord Jesus for your Savior and made him the Lord of your life, you have been restored back to your rightful place. Did you hear me? With me. And you have been given the authority over the heaven and earth. And you have a right. You have the right and the authority to rule and reign in life. I'm going to say it again. You have the right. Sometimes Satan will come and try to deny you of your rights. And some of them have given in to his lie. Coming telling you, you're not going to live out the number of your days. You're going to be plagued with sickness and disease all your life. You're going to live in poverty. You're going to be fearful. You're not going to be loved. But you have a right to life. You have a right to reign in life. It's been given to you by the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You have that right. You have that right. Not only do you have the right, you have authority. Glory be to God. To rule and reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Romans 5, and this is what Romans 5 and 17 says. For if by one man's offense death reign, what reign? For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more, they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall do what? Reign in life. Hallelujah. You have the right and the authority because you've been made righteous in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. 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 Luke tells us that we'll tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, right? Matthew tells us that we have the authority to bind. He said, whatever you bind on earth shall be what? Bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be where? What? Loose in heaven. So, and this cover everything that you will ever need. What God have done for you in Christ. I want you to, this will cover everything you ever need, want, or desire in this life. He has given you instruction in the Word, in His Word. And the great teacher, the greatest teacher that anyone could ever have, the mighty Holy Spirit. He lives on the inside of you through the new birth and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Are you here? He is an ever-present help. I said he is an ever-present help. Who wants more and more of you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at a number of scripture here that clearly states God's position, his ownership, and then let's look at some scripture that tells us what he's done for us. So I'm about to say something. Let's look at a number of scriptures here. Amen. Psalm 50, verse 10. Psalm 50, if you can put them up there, be fine. Psalm 50, verse 10. We're still talking about restoration. Restoration. For every beast of the fields, every beast of the forest is mine. Cattle on 1,000 hills. I know all the fowl of the mountains. The wild beasts of the fields are mine. If I was hungry, I wouldn't tell thee. For the world is mine and the fullness thereof. We'll say it again. He said, the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Amen. 1 Corinthians 10, 26. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Who? Who it belongs to? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness. How much? How much? See, the devil is trying to make you think he owns something. You know, the only thing he owns is his place in hell. Now, he's the one that's causing all the trouble that's in the world of darkness, but he's not going to be here very long. His day is shorter today than it was yesterday. Hallelujah. Are you here today? Psalm 24:1 said, the earth is the Lord's. He wants you to get this. And the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. Now who belongs? He said, this world, the earth is healed, the world, and everybody that lives in it belongs to God. He said, but it's mine. Hello? Exodus 9:26. And Moses said unto him, as soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread my hand abroad. I will spread abroad my hand unto the Lord. And the thunder shall cease, and yeah, the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know how that the earth is the Lord. And what he's talking about, this is one of the plagues when Moses went to Pharaoh and told him, God said, let my people go. And Pharaoh wouldn't do it. And God caused it to start thunder and hailing and raining real heavy. And then he called him in. He said, now, when I leave you, I'm going to spread my hand. And the thunder going to stop. The hail going to stop falling. You're going to know this earth is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. You're going to know this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Job 41:11. Who has perverted me? Who has prevented me, excuse me? Who has prevented me that I should repay him? Whosoever is under the whole heaven is mine. We're going to find out God is on it. He owns this. Hello? He owns this. But I want to show you what he did. That's why I'm taking him.